May 1649, the last stand of the Levellers Dave Nellist in the latter part of the English Civil War in the mid-17th century, the hopes of those who wanted the war against the king and the great landowners to bring fundamental change for the mass of ordinary people were being dashed. Some groups took direct action, such as the diggers, who planted food on common land and argued for common ownership, prefacing later developments of more concrete socialist ideas. Rank-and-file soldiers, who had fought for the parliamentary roundheads against the king's armies, wanted an end to enclosures of previously common land, religious tolerance, an end to church taxes, and for democratic rights such as extended suffrage. But the class nature of society was still reflected in the new model army. As Jeff Jones' introduction to the classic Dudley Edwards pamphlet The Last Stand of the Levellers explains, while army leaders were doing very well out of the war, buying up land of defeated royalists and raising rents, common soldiers who fought the battles weren't getting paid. Mutiny. This led to the mutiny of several regiments, who became known as the Levellers, not a term that all would have used to describe themselves, but more used by country squires and London merchants as a term of abuse. The mutineers were defeated, and their leaders were shot, imprisoned, or exiled. The last mutiny, of two cavalry regiments based in Salisbury, set out on a march to Burford in Oxfordshire. Cromwell's forces caught up with the 1,500 mutineers, engaged, captured 340, and imprisoned them in Burford Church, where one of the troopers carved his name on the font, Anthony Sedley 1649 prisoner, and it's still there today. Cromwell executed three of the leaders on the 17th of May, and their names are commemorated on a plaque on the church wall, unveiled by the late Tony Benn. The detail of the mutiny, its defeat and lessons for the modern working class, as one of the episodes in our history of militant struggle against exploitation, are contained in Dudley's pamphlet. The classic pamphlet was written 70 years ago, to commemorate the 300th anniversary by Oxford engineering worker, Dudley Edwards, and can be viewed online at bit.ly weblink.